The Eyes of the Poor by Charles Baudelaire. Ah, so you would like to know why I hate you today. It will certainly be harder for you to understand than for me to explain, for you are, I believe, the most perfect example of feminine impermeability that exists. We had spent a long day together, which to me it seemed short. We had duly promised each other that all our thoughts should be shared in common, and that our two souls henceforth be but one, a dream which, after all, has nothing original about it except that, although dreamed by every man on earth, it has been realized by none. That evening, a little tired, you wanted to sit down in front of a new café forming the corner of a new boulevard, still littered with rubbish, but that already displayed proudly its unfinished splendors. The café was dazzling. Even the gas burned with all the ardor of a debut, and lighted with all its might the blinding whiteness of the walls, the expansive mirrors, the gold cornices and moldings, fat-cheeked pages dragged along by hounds on leash, laughing ladies with falcons on their wrists, nymphs and goddesses bearing on their heads piles of fruits, pâtés and game, Hebes and Ganymedes holding out little amphoras of syrups or party-colored ices, all history and all mythology pandering to gluttony. On the street directly in front of us, a worthy man of about 40, with tired face and graying beard, was standing, holding a small boy by the hand and carrying on his arm another little thing, still too weak to walk. He was playing nursemaid, taking the children for an evening stroll. They were in rags. The three faces were extraordinarily serious, and those six eyes stared fixedly at the new café with admiration, equal in degree but differing in kind according to their ages. The eyes of the father said, "How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is! All the gold of the poor world must have found its way onto those walls." The eyes of the little boy, "How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is! But it is a house where only people who are not like us can go." As for the baby, he was much too fascinated to express anything but joy, utterly stupid and profound. Songwriters say that pleasure ennobles the soul and softens the heart. The song was right that evening as far as I was concerned. Not only was I touched by this family of eyes, but I was even a little ashamed of our glasses and decanters, too big for our thirst. I turned my eyes to look into yours, dear love, to read my thought in them. And as I plunged my eyes into your eyes, so beautiful and so curiously soft, into those green eyes, home of caprice and governed by the moon, you said, "Those people are insufferable with their great saucer eyes. Can't you tell the proprietor to send them away?" So you see how difficult it is to understand one another, my dear angel, how incommunicable thought is, even between two people in love.